Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday. Thanks for being with us. Thanks again to Tanitra for filling in for Wendy on the Wendy Zone this week, as Wendy is off hanging out in Texas with her folks. And she just tweeted she's tweeting pictures about, because we know when she goes to Texas to visit her dad, one of the things that her dad is famous for is his brisket. And they're having brisket tonight. And anybody who knows anything about brisket knows that that's a process. Yes. So she tweeted out the first picture of the process, and I'm already jealous.
Yeah,
I want that good Texas brisket.
That thing it looks so good. I remember her dad. He actually was nice enough to give us his recipe for the brisket and everything.
Have you used it yet?
Yeah, I used it. Probably that weekend. Yeah,
I haven't done it yet.
Yeah, that was the first time I ever heard a liquid smoke, because I never used it before. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so, but I was like, oh yeah. The one thing about eating a brisket is that you got to be hungry, man, because. It ain't a lot of people. Like, I'd make, like, sometimes this is my biggest mistake when wife's out of town, kids gone and everything, and I'm just going to grill for myself. It's always too much damn food. And I've made three damn slabs of ribs for just me. But the thing about me is that I'll eat ribs for a whole week, man. I don't care, man. It don't matter to me. I will eat ribs for a week. But then there's something.
You ate ribs for breakfast yesterday.
I ate ribs for breakfast the other day, yeah.
That happened.
Yes. And I cooked them on Sunday. Yesterday was Tuesday.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no. Because, again, I made too much. I mean, too much, because they'll get, the kids don't eat ribs. Only person eat ribs is me and Donna. And she'll eat maybe two of them, and then it's just a whole two slabs for me. I won't be complaining, but, you know.
Of course not.
I would like some participation.
Just a little participation, all right? A little bit of help.
Yeah.
You know what I've noticed in this 7 months of prohibition that we've had at our house, where we're not drinking during the pregnancy, is I'm less interested in cooking things on the grill that take a lot of time. I like to slow cook stuff when you can sit out there and just drink next to the grill for like 3 hours.
Oh yeah.
Like right now, what am I gonna do for 3 hours?
Yeah.
Sit out there and drink seltzer waters? It doesn't really have the same appeal.
Yeah, I never thought of it like that, because I don't think I've ever grilled a day sober in my life, or grilled a day without a beer. I just don't think you can. How can you
grill?
Well,
I'm not as good at it. My ribs just aren't
as good. All I'm saying, no. This is what, if you drink, how can you, if you drink and grill, how can you grill without drinking?
It was the hardest transition.
If I'm going to smoke something for like 4 or 5 hours, and say I put it on at like 9, I'm gonna have a beer out of just solidarity with the meat.
You have to. Well, it just to balance it out. Like in one hand, you got your whatever, your tongs or whatever it is that you're using to move the meat with, and then in your other hand, you got a beer. And it's like the balance is off. So I've had to, because what I like to do normally is, because I don't have a smoker. That's the next stage. The grill that I have can be used as a smoker, but it's not completely sealed, so you got to be a little extra diligent with it. It's difficult. So a lot of times I'll start stuff with ribs or whatever. I'll cook it in the oven and then finish it on the grill. But sometimes, especially when I've got a nice bottle of bourbon that I want to work my way through, I'll commit to that long process on the grill that I have. But it's hard to do that when you're not drinking. I've gotten to the point where I'll fill a little shot glass with apple juice. So it looks like I got some bourbon out there with me.
Please don't tell me to do that.
I'm just kidding. I haven't actually done that.
Oh, okay.
But I've thought about it. Just to have something out there, because I like a shot and a beer while I'm grilling. and then you kind of go back and forth, and then you forget how many you've had, and then the meat turns out perfect. It's the best thing possible. But yeah, drinking seltzer waters and trying to grill ribs is problematic for me.
Pam just texted me, said she said, "I eat ribs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I'll come over and grab some with you."
There's your participation.
Let me know, nephew.
There's the participation you're looking for.
But this is the thing. I kind of like having leftover ribs. You know, like I'm sneaky with it now. Don't think that when we have cookouts in the house and stuff that I don't hide food. Because I'm the ultimate eat while I'm cooking chef or whatever you want to call it.
You gotta test it.
Yeah. So by the time everybody gets here, I done ate everything. But don't be thinking that like I see the rib. If I look at the rib rack and I'm like, damn man. Or don't think that if I come in here, because we usually keep the food where I'm sitting at during the show here in the summer. We just keep the food here. Don't think I don't look through the glass and see how much of something is left, and I don't go get me a plate. I'm like, damn, they eating all the damn ribs and chicken. Let me go put me some up real quick. Don't think I don't. Don't think, and I know Tanitra knows this, and everybody who's ever had Aunt Pam macaroni. Yes, I'm the guy that takes the big scoop out of it and hide it. Yes, I do that. Okay.
Well, good, because her macaroni's so good, everybody wants some.
Yes.
It's the same thing with the banana pudding. Like, first of all, you have to be the first one to have it, but you know it's going to go fast, so you should probably, have to hide some so you can have some later.
Oh yeah, but I'm just telling you right now, dog. If you ain't family, if you weren't conceived by McMichael, you better not be the first one in that damn banana pudding.
That's a good rule. One of the rules, you gotta don't park in the driveway.
Yep.
Don't dig into the banana pudding if your last name isn't McMichael or if you weren't conceived by a McMichael. And I guess I don't know what the other rules are. If you're a grown man, don't be the first one in the pool. That's another good rule that you have there.
Yeah, man. It ain't even a rule, dog. It ain't a rule. It's just funny because I'm like, okay, Randy, you have a house with a pool. People want to go swimming. And I thought about that after, but it was just funny because it was Abe.
Yeah. Abe wanted to slide down the slide with his t-shirt on because Abe's a t-shirt swim guy.
Yo, you know, he is definitely a t-shirt swim guy. Abe was like, oh, you got a slide? I can't wait to go down. Like, you ain't getting in the damn pool, my babies. But not to think about it, I'm like, Randy, it's a pool. It's hot. People want to get in the pool. But I don't know how I would have felt watching Abe in his damn t-shirt slide down my damn pool, going down the slide. I just, like, Abe is definitely a will you chill at the pool cannonball guy.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah.
And he yells it out, too.
Cannonball!
And then he splashes everybody and gets water on your food. Anyway, let's get to the most important audio in the world, the Braxton Big Clip of the Day, brought to you by Braxton Automotive, after warranty luxury auto repair.
Now, as reporters, we put out freedom of information requests trying to find out what they told the Department of Health and stuff like that, just so we can get an idea of how many. When you see Clemson come out with 25, you know, even if they're asymptomatic, that's still good to know. I mean, the more we know about what's going on, the better, but UGA is like, nope. And again, people say, well, that's just Kirby trying to be Kirby. No, that was a UGA decision. They don't want to put the numbers out there. And honestly, I can't say, and I hate it, but I can't say that I blame them.
Yeah, I can't say that I blame him either. The UGA isn't announcing their positive coronavirus test. That's Roddy Nabalsi, who joined us yesterday. We played you the full interview in the 11 o'clock hour. He said that in his reporting, he's heard from players on the team that players have tested positive, which isn't surprising. I mean, it's going to happen to every college football program in America. Every NBA team going to Orlando, every Major League Baseball team, when they ramp up the testing and they're around one another more often, some of these guys are going to test positive for coronavirus. The goal is to quarantine and recover and get back out there as soon as possible and keep everybody safe. I don't want to say surprised, because I'm rarely surprised by some of the commentary that we get on articles that we post on social media. But I guess I just don't get it. Like, we posted it with that quote that, you know, they're not releasing the information, and Roddy DeBalzi wishes that they would, and he's going about trying to get the information because he's a reporter. That's what reporters do. I mean, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with him trying to, even though they're trying not to get it out there, it's his job to try to get information about the football team, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And the thing with Rod is that because he's very in tune with what goes on with Georgia football. I don't think if Roddy found out who the person was that he would say anything. You know, I don't think Roddy would. I think he would probably divulge the numbers. But I know Roddy, and Roddy would never tell, go against somebody's, you know, trust or confidentiality and say their name.
I know that he, I know for law. That yeah, that's against the law. Be against the HIPAA laws of
it. It is. That's what I'm saying.
Information out
like,
there.
He wouldn't. He wouldn't like it, if say for instance one of the Georgia players came. If say one of the players had an Ezekiel Elliott, like how his information got released.
Right.
I guarantee it. I guarantee it ain't Roddy. I'll guarantee it on everything. It's not him that went and said something to somebody. That's. I mean, he. But I don't understand why we need to know the numbers. Okay. There's some positive. There's some kids who have tested positive. Okay, we get that. What are you doing to make sure they're safe? I mean, as I say that, when you hear the 28 and the 23, I think it goes into like all the way overreaction. I'm like, oh my God, you see? That's why they need to, you know, I mean,
yeah.
Okay, we do know that there are going to be numbers. We do understand that people are going to get sick. We understand that. You got people coming back from all over the country and all these things, and they're congregating together. The biggest thing with college is the same thing that happened at LSU when the kids got sick because they're all out. That's the same. That's one thing Roddy was talking about yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's cool when you can get them in the weight room and indoor facility and have them throwing and everything. It's when they leave, man. And like he was telling us, man, they were at a restaurant with no mask. They were, you know, there's certain things like as an athlete, there's certain things you can't do. And the reason is because of the public appearance or the public, you know, thoughts of who you are. Mm-hmm. Like it's a responsibility that comes with being an athlete. I know everybody, I want my own private life. I understand that. But you can't have it. You know what I'm saying? You are a public figure right now, and you got to understand, you got to watch what you do. And
I just,
go ahead.
Is it any more likely that, especially a college student, is it any more likely that a college student is going to test positive or come down with the coronavirus by participating in football workouts than by just existing on campus? Like, if you're out there doing what college students do, like when school starts again in August or September, like, the percentage of college students that test positive for coronavirus, if they're testing everybody, I bet will be the exact same as college football players that test positive for coronavirus. It's not like, I don't know, it's not like exercising or playing football makes it more likely that you get it. That's right. Just a part of what those guys' lives are. Like, they're football players, so that they go to football practice. If you're an English major and you go to a party or go to a bar, you're surrounding yourselves with people as well. You're just as likely to get it as anybody else. Like, I don't know. Like, if guys are going back to campus, and I think that was the big thing that the NCAA was talking about. If there's going to be students on campus, then why can't we have college football? Like,
yeah. I think when we talk about protocols, Andy, and we talk about, you know, as far as what the team's protocols are, are they really factoring in the students coming in? Because, there are going to be students on campus in Athens this year, right? Right?
As far as I understand.
As far as I know, right? So what are the precautions with that? Are you going to, you know, do Zoom classes so your athletes don't have to interact with the students? Those are the things where you look at the protocols and all those things, because students are going to come back. And if you're talking about putting these kids in classes, how the hell are you going to test them? Yeah, are you gonna, you know, thermometer all the kids that come through the door? Well, what if you want them big lecture halls? I mean, there's so many things that are unknown. I just put it this way: they're unknown, Bunk, right now, and I think that's the part where you'll find out more as we get closer to the season, because they're not shutting down the NFL or college football. Well, we know SEC football ain't shutting down.
I don't think they are. And, I mean, the NBA has continued to take their steps. Today is the day that if you're going to Orlando, you give your team confirmation that you're going to Orlando. And along with that comes a coronavirus test. So over the next few days, we're going to find out some names of NBA players that test positive for the coronavirus. Baseball players are reporting in a week. You know what happens when Ronald Acuna and Ozzie Albies and all these guys go up to Truist Park next week? They get tested for coronavirus. But it's also them going back to work. And that's, I don't know, that's the thing I've heard people say that I actually agree with. Like, there's a lot of people that are going to work right now. It's these guys' jobs. It's also their decision to go back to work and go be a part of these teams. I think leagues are doing more to test and prevent and be ahead of this than most jobs are. I don't know how many jobs are testing you for coronavirus three times a week, but there's a lot of people going back to work. So, I mean, if you can do it and be smart about it, and that's the thing, you have to actually be diligent and smart about it, then I think that athletes should play. I know that Dukes and Bell did a poll question yesterday about whether or not sports were going to stop. I don't see why they should. I mean, if things are going to go forward and people are going to try to get back to their normal everyday lives, wearing masks, social distancing, being smart, washing your hands, doing the things that we know that we can do to try to prevent the spread, then do that in sports too. I mean, seems rational to me.
It seems rational, don't it? But that those are the things, like, how do you protect each other? I mean, we're still talking about the NBA and them testing their players, but they're not going to test the people that work there. And I was just reading up on some stuff down there. They're just trying to start a petition to keep Disney from opening. So what if Disney doesn't open, though they're talking about Disney?
Who's doing that?
There's a group of people, because the parks themselves aren't opening until, what, July 15th, right?
Yeah.
And like, but the hotels and stuff, because they have to open, because aren't the MLS, they're going down there the 8th, right? Didn't Joe Patrick say the 8th or 9th or something like that?
Well, their first game is the 8th, so I think they would. Yeah. Atlanta United plays on the 12th. The first MLS tournament game is the 8th, so yeah, I would think they'd be down there before that.
Yeah, that's what I would think. So I was like, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, just
very interesting.
Testing. And when you test positive, quarantine. Wash your hands. I don't know. I guess we could just go back to full quarantine as well, but then everything would shut down again, and I just don't think these leagues are going to do that. All right, we'll come back. We've got 10 more football cards to go through. Yesterday we found Julius Peppers. That was fun. We'll find out if we can find Randy McMichael coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, radio.com app.
Oh!
Sports wow. Radio 92.9 The Game. The midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday. 20 minutes away from some damn good questions with Brian Gebhardt. Jason Longshore going to stop by in an hour, as he does on Wednesdays at 1:20. Now, remember, Randy, a few minutes ago, I don't know, 45 minutes ago or so, mentioned that it was being reported that the PGA Tour was dealing with more positive COVID-19 tests. Brooks Koepka apparently is withdrawing from the Travelers Championship because his caddy tested positive for COVID-19. Obviously, I'm sure Brooks has been tested, and hopefully he doesn't have it, but that's a big one. That's a really, really big name in the sport, withdrawing from a tournament because someone on his team has the coronavirus. And, you know, this, Lynn, I saw Carl Dukes just tweeted, what if it was a major? What if this was team sports? How will this be handled? I think the answer is simple. The exact same way this was handled. He doesn't play. He doesn't play for a couple weeks, and then he comes back when everyone's cleared. It doesn't seem that complicated to me. I know that it sucks if big-time players can't play in big-time events or if it happens in team sports, but I think that's the answer.
Yeah, I mean, I just saw that myself, and he's a big name in the world of golf and everything, and him being up, you know, I think when you're watching the golfers they're close, but they're not close. The caddies are right there beside you for a lot of what you've seen, and so good for him. I mean, you know, Brooks, if that's how he feels, then he needs to, because it's one reason it's hard to play. Like, how hard is it to find another caddy to play in a tournament in a couple of days? You know what I'm saying? So if your guy's out, I'm going to go out too. Is that a case of it also? Because you don't want to have to.
He could find a guy. I think the worry is probably that he may have it. I think he's worried that he's been around him and he's asymptomatic. And again, I'm sure he's tested and he's maybe waiting for the test results. But he could find a caddy if he really needed to find a caddy. I think it's more the health and safety protocol is, you know, anybody like Roddy Nabalsi told us yesterday, if a player tests positive, they're probably going to quarantine his roommates too.
Yeah.
You know, if a football player lives with other football players like many do, and, you know, you get an offensive lineman test positive, the guys that live with him, you know, just based on safety, you probably got to quarantine those guys too. But then again, if everybody's been around each other working out and scrimmaging and playing and you're in the season, what does that mean? The ripple effect in team sports is obviously way bigger than it is in a PGA Tour event because, guys played in groups with Brooks, but I think they were doing as good of a job as they could trying to social distance in those groups and stay away from one another. But this is the third player who's not playing because of coronavirus. Graham McDowell withdrew from the Travelers. Cameron Champ withdrew from the Travelers. Both of those guys have it. And now Koepka is withdrawing because his caddy has it. So, again, I just think this is going to be the reality. If we want sports, like if they want sports to actually happen, this is what you're going to have to do. When somebody gets it, they're just kind of down for a couple of weeks. Maybe it's my pro sports bias wanting it back so bad that doesn't make it seem that ridiculous. But it seems like that's what's going to have to happen. Like, is it crazy to think that can be done? Like, that to me is what will be done and should be done.
Well, yeah, it's crazy.
It is?
Yeah.
How come?
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm saying, no, it's not crazy. I'm sorry, Andy. No, it's not. It's not crazy, man. Andy, I think that we are at a point where we're starting to accept. I hope we're starting to accept the fact that people are going to catch this thing. That people in sports are going to catch it. It's not. I'm sorry. It's not a crazy idea that because these people have not been around each other. I think people really think that the coronavirus has gone away. No, it's still here. It ain't going away. Yeah, it's still here.
In a major way, it's still here. You know, like, I mean, if you're looking at the positive numbers,
it's still here.
The numbers are right up there with where they were in April.
Yeah, it's still hanging around, Bunk. I mean, it didn't go on summer vacation. It's here, all right? And these kids, they're going to get it. And then the thing with it is that because they're so young, they don't have that discipline as some of us have it as far as staying home, because I bet a lot of them are at home. They were at home, and their mom and dad like, no, sit down, no. Where you finna go? No. Hell no, boy. You better go sit down somewhere. Or is that just the tones that be at my house? But
I mean, my mom might not have said it exactly like that, but same sentiment.
Yeah. Hell no, you better sit down somewhere. You better go sit yourself down somewhere. Well, right. Go read a book. You know, all those things that you are watching. You know, those are the things that happen when you at mom and them house. You get back on campus, my mom ain't here. Dude, I told you, the first week I got out of Angel's house, I went and got a tattoo and earrings. All right, because so that's the first thing I did when I got out of my house. So, well, you better I can get a tattoo, mom. Yeah, well, you don't live when you get out of my house. First week in Athens, when got
what
me a tattoo.
Can I ask what
and
it was?
Earrings. My damn name, Andy. Like I was gonna forget my name. Yeah, my damn name. Like I was gonna forget my
your
damn
full
name.
Full name or just Randy?
Just Randy. Yeah, just full. Randy. Got Randy put them on. Like I'm gonna forget my damn name.
Well, good thing. Now you know, in case you get drunk and get lost, people will know who you are. Oh, yep. Check his arm. Oh, he's Randy. We know. We got it.
Yeah. Or he might be Isaiah.
could be Kai.
Could be Kai.
Yeah, now everybody's be confused because you got all your kids' names.
Yeah, Sierra's there. So yeah,
probably not Sierra. Could be Isaiah. See what he responds to. Call him all the names. That's really funny. We pierced our ears in my friend's basement. I did both my ears my senior year of college. Got there drunk on some Malibu rum, numbed it up with some ice cubes, and did a sterilized needle with a lighter like that was going to do anything. And me and Matt Emick pierced our own ears in Sam Gelinas' basement. My mom was not pleased. Yeah,
I bet you with it.
Big dumb fake diamonds looking like a jackass. Anyway, you want to look at some football cards? One of my less proud moments. My ears are still pierced, by the way. If I can put earrings in them if I want to, but I don't. Let's talk about Terrell Suggs, who plays linebacker or used to play linebacker for the Baltimore Ravens.
Another guy that I was thinking about the other day. Sizzle, man. I played so many games against Sizzle, man. He's just a hell of a all-around just great player. Can play the run, can play the pass. Funniest story about Sizzle was we played him in San Diego on a Sunday night, right? And they were like, the whole objective was, wherever he is, Randy, you're going to motion to that side. You're going to block. You're going to chip the whole game. So everywhere he would go, Andy, I was going to return motion all game, and I would get him and everything. But one time, it was one play where he comes off, and he hits me with a delay, and so I'm set. So I'm like, where's he going? And he head slaps the mess out of me. Andy, ain't never head slapped. And I stumbled back, but I ain't fall. But the back judge threw the flag. So,
oh, really?
The back judge throws a flag. So we end up winning the game and everything. And so when I get, you know, once I get dressed and everything and I'm going to my car and looking at my phone, all my boys, everybody texting me, man, how you going to let it beat you in the hand like that, man? Dude, didn't even think about it because it's in the heat of the game. So
what were you supposed to do, fight him? Like, is that what your friends are saying?
I know Sizzle. Sizzle was going to head slap me on purpose. Okay. But, so I see Sizzle in Vegas that Memorial Day, and the first thing we see when we see each other, man, I'm sorry about that head slap. Hell yeah, Sizzle, you embarrassed me on national damn TV. My mama saw that. But yeah, it was just all in fun and games. But yeah, Sizzle was Hall of Fame player, dude. He what do we call him? You know, he Hall of Fame ugly too. Now Sizzle like the Sizzle like the most handsome, his brother.
Maybe that's why he head slapped you, because he called him Hall of Fame ugly to his face.
Yeah, Sizzle, dude. Sizzle is good folk, man. He's got bad skin.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's not everybody has it. All right. Sean Green, running back, New York Jets.
Don't know nothing. I lied about him. He's a change of pace back when LaDainian was there from Iowa, I think, right?
Let's see if that's right.
Where's he from?
It is right. You're right. It is from Iowa. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Card three, Steve Smith, wide receiver, Carolina Panthers.
I mean, we talked about Steve already. A straight
that's
animal.
Right. We did in the last
one. Yeah, an animal that took the Miami secondary. When I was down there, he took all our lunch. He
took our lunch. That's right. You said all the highlights they show of Steve Smith on NFL Network from that one day when he just burned you guys up. All right, Akeem Ayers, linebacker, Tennessee Titans.
Nice athlete. Don't know him too well. I played against him quite a few times, but yeah, he's just a great athlete that can, he was a better coverage linebacker than he was a run stuffer, as big as he was, because King was he looked like LeVon Kirkland out there, but you know, you run up on the fullback and be trying to Olay him instead of taking him on.
If people don't know what we're doing, by the way, we've been doing this for a while throughout quarantine when sports have been shut down. Started off with a pack of 2003 NFL Tops cards. We probably went through half the pack before we found Randy McMichael and found a lot of other stories in there, but we did finally find Randy. Now we got a 2012 pack of Tops cards, and we're making our way through it, trying to find Randy as well. Still haven't found him. Did just pull Calvin Johnson, though. Calvin Johnson, wide receiver, Detroit Lions. Georgia Tech, too, I think.
Yeah, just a freak of nature. I mean,
I knew that, by the Calvin way. Don't tweet me. I knew that.
Yeah, Calvin was just a special athlete. I remember when Calvin was – because Calvin's high school coach was my high school coach, Coach Rodney Walker.
Oh, really?
And
that's cool.
Yeah, and so I'll never forget when Calvin was deciding which school to go to, they kept on because Coach Walker was always partial to Georgia. So he was trying to get him to Georgia so bad and everything. But I think it was more down to his family. His mom and him wanted him really to go to Georgia Tech for the education and all that. But, yeah, Calvin, I got a chance to meet Calvin. Know Calvin. Know his family really, really well. Just a straight-out stud, but a silent assassin. Didn't talk trash. Was just humble as they can be. And so, you know. I think the debate now is he a Hall of Fame player?
Yeah,
I think that's going to be the thing. I think he is, but, I mean, the longevity type thing is things that you can see where people say, nah.
I know, but – and I get that, and that argument works, I guess, sometimes. But I think that there's just certain guys that were so obviously that person when they were in the NFL that they are Hall of Famers. Like, I know he didn't play very long. I get it. I get that he retired early. He could have played longer if he wanted to. But when he was in the NFL, he was the best player at his position or one of the best two or three players at his position the entire time. Like, that's a Hall of Famer to me. I don't know. Hall of Fame arguments are always really weird because everybody has different criteria and they move the goalposts and all that kind of stuff. I don't even know how to say this. Oh, Pat Angerer, linebacker, Colts.
Pass.
He went to Iowa also. Justin Tuck. You probably know some stuff about Justin Tuck, defensive end from the Giants.
Conehead. Yeah, another one of them dudes that didn't have a was a good player, but I think a lot of people didn't know how good Justin was until that Super Bowl year, because that's when that quote unquote NASCAR package came out and everything, and his greatest straight hand and his greatest OC were on the outside. It was Tuck up the middle, man. This guy, man, was manhandling guards during that playoff run. And he was the reason, because what happened was is that he was generating that pressure up the middle that allowed OC and Michael Strahan to get home, man. The guy was one of the – just such a good player and a good man to whenever you get a chance to talk to Justin, man, real knowledgeable about a lot of things, even though he's a Golden Domer, did go to Notre Dame. But, yeah, just a fantastic football player.
What about B.J. Raji, Green Bay Packers?
Everybody remember BJ from the hula dance. Yeah, from the commercial and the hula dance from that playoff game when he picked up, when he had the pick six and did it. I don't know BJ. I just know he was a good player. Didn't play a long time. I don't think BJ got the most out of what he had. You know what I mean? I don't think that he got the most and the best out of his ability.
Yeah, top 10 pick, first round draft pick out of Boston College in 2009. Yeah. Large individual.
Yes,
and
big man.
like clockwork. Anytime we talk about any New York Giant player, Brian Gebhardt has a text. I can't even read what the text said. He's so excited about Justin Tuck. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did wear that crazy face mask, though. Remember that face mask that Justin Tuck wore, that shredder mask?
Yeah, but you want to talk about a hell of a damn leader. Hell of a leader.
We only got through 8, but that's better than yesterday. We'll try to do 10 more tomorrow, see if we can find Randy McMichael in the 2012 pack. We'll come back. Speaking of Brian Gebhardt, he's got some damn good questions for us right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, radio.com out. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday. 20 minutes away from what's trending. We'll get back into all the headlines from the last 24 hours. There's a lot. Baseball's back. Obviously what happened with the FBI investigation and NASCAR. More PGA players tested positive for coronavirus. Brooks Koepka's not playing this weekend. Now, there's a lot going on in the world. NBA players have to verbally commit to going to Orlando today, or not commit if they're not going to go, like Avery Bradley told the Lakers yesterday that he's not going to do. So we'll get back into a lot of that stuff, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Jason Longshore going to join us at 1:20 as well, as he does on Wednesdays at that time, to talk some Atlanta United. And, as always, we can use your AMA questions. Any question, any topic, Solomon Brothers down in text line or on social media. We will answer your questions to close the show out at 1:40. Let's get to Brian and some damn good questions.
Time now for some damn good questions about stuff and things with Brian Gebhardt.
Every single day at 12:40, brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia, proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Dial 678 ESOG now. Hey, Brian.
What up, B?
Hey, guys. We'll start off with the Georgia question. If new UGA quarterback JT Daniels gets clearance to play this season after transferring from USC, should UGA consider quarantining him in case Jamie Newman tests positive during the season?
No. Damn, Brian. That was a quick no. Let me think about it for a second. Well, damn.
Can you do that to a college football player? Like,
I don't know.
I know that we've heard them talk about doing that with NFL players, but I just think you have to. Like, does the veil of amateurism allow for that to happen? Like, can you not let him go to class if other guys are going to class? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that you're allowed to actually do that with college football players. Now, I do wonder if JT Daniels being sought after, recruited, signed as a transfer by Kirby has anything to do with the thought process of needing to really have depth at the quarterback position, given the worry that you might have somebody come down with coronavirus in the middle of the year. They probably would have gone after JT Daniels anyway.
Right.
But maybe this ramped up the need or something. Like, 'cause Carson Beck is going to be a freshman, right?
Right.
I mean, DeJuan Mathis has been there for a while, but hasn't played meaningful snaps. Stetson Bennett, you know, he threw one ball in the SEC championship last year, and damn, he let it fly, didn't he? Stetson got in there and unleashed it. And Jamie Newman's a transfer. He never played a single snap for Georgia before, so as many quarterbacks as you can have, I think Kirby probably wants to have anyway. But yeah, I think in this situation, it's even better to have depth. But I don't think you can do that. You can't get away with quarantining a college football player, can you?
You can just say they're not traveling, I guess. We're not dressing out.
Not traveling anywhere to class or to eat. He's just hanging out in his dorm room in case we need him. I don't know. What do you think, Brian? You asked the question. You can't do that, can you?
I mean, high stakes poker, SEC football. So I could see them going to lengths of something like this. You know, Bruce Arians brought it up from the professional level for Tampa Bay, but it makes sense from a football standpoint. But it probably is going to be impossible, like you're mentioning, to be able to do that with a college kid, especially if he's going to be going to class or attending class. But I imagine that they're going to figure out something with the football players where they don't actually have to attend class physically.
They got to figure something out. They're going to have to, which I don't know how fair that would look to other people. Like, they ain't got to go to class, but we still got to do the work. But, yeah, that's something that you still have to look into. Like, do you expose these kids to other people? But with that being said, they're going to expose themselves anyways, because there's no way you're going to tell me they ain't going to be down there at bars and stuff. We've seen that, they are.
JT Daniels is a quarterback at UGA. Now, he might not be the quarterback at UGA, even ever, in his Bulldogs career. He might not ever be the starter, but he is a quarterback at UGA. I mean, that that comes with some fun, doesn't it? Seems like it. Seems like that would come with a pretty good time out and about, nightlife in Athens. I think you're probably going to want to enjoy that. I don't know JT Daniels, but if I was in that position, I'd probably like to hang out a little bit.
Yeah, he'll certainly have some opportunities to capitalize on.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
So you guys mentioned a little bit ago, Brooks Koepka has withdrawn from this week's Traveler Championship. A couple other guys, Cameron Champ, Graham McDowell did it as well because his caddy also tested positive. The question with this is, what the hell are we going to do if golf gets taken away from us?
Oh, I mean, I'll be cool. You know, that's the, you know,
how are you going to help us, Randy?
I would hate for it to be good, but I mean, when these golfers are going to these cities nowadays, do golfers have like golfer groupies?
Yes,
they do. Yes. Okay.
In a very serious way.
Yeah. I would doubt it. So what's happening is that these caddies are going, are like, hey, you know, I'm Brooks Koepka's caddy. Maybe I can introduce you to him. And then because I'm telling we talking about the IG models are going to ruin basketball. The golf group is about to ruin golf for y'all. All right.
Is there a term for that guy? Like when you're traveling or whatever, like do you have a guy that goes and, or is it just so easy that the groupies just appear? Or do you have to have somebody be like, go out and be like, hey, I'm buddies with this guy, that guy. Let's hang out at this bar after the game or something like that.
No, man, I didn't have my boys weren't like that. Only they this
is what Earl Thomas's brother does.
Yeah, this is what Earl. But that's what they would do though. This happened when I was early on in the league because you know we used to get the NFL player card, and so we would get a new one every single year. And so my boys, they would like fight over who would get the one from the previous year. I was like, yeah, y'all can use it. Just as long, don't get in trouble with this damn car. And they never did. Oh man, you flashy. I mean, I never needed it, but sometimes you know it gets you in front of the line. It gets you certain perks.
Huh? It does. What does it look like? What does an NFL player card look like?
It's a white card that has NFL player, NFL PA on it in my name.
Seems like it'd be easy to make a fake one.
Nah. But no, they would do it. But this is the funny thing. We were down in Miami. We're down in Miami partying one weekend, and my boy's like, all right, I'm going to come up with something. So he said he played for Seattle because they look athletic as hell. So he's like, yeah, I play corner for Seattle. You don't think
who's
that worked?
Know? Who's going to know?
I'm sure. Know? We don't know who Seattle is. Yeah. Yeah.
What was the question?
What are we going to do without golf? Randy's going to be fine. Me and you are going to be a mess.
Yeah,
but
I'm going to be bummed out, especially if like – because golf seemed like it was going to be safe because you could social distance. Mm-hmm. If it means that if golf stops, I fear that golf stops for me too. Because just getting one day a week was a difficult negotiation anyway. Mm-hmm. I think I've negotiated my way into multiple days a week in the month of July because the baby's not going to be born until August. So I'm like, it's my last chance to play a whole bunch. Right. I think because next week I'm playing twice. And I think maybe if the week after that, maybe I'll be able to play three times. If the PGA Tour shuts down.
Are you playing actual golf or are you going up there and driving range?
The range doesn't count. I feel like I've gotten unlimited range trips.
You're actually going to play 18 holes.
I get one 18-hole round a week. That's what it's gotten to. Next week, I'm playing two 18-hole rounds, though.
Look at
Played last night. Played good,
Look
too.
Look at you.
Speaking of which, next Friday, Randy. We got a threesome so far. It's Andy, our guy Big Jarvis, and I. We're playing golf 8 a.m. next Friday morning out in Conyers. We are off that day. Would you like to be our fourth?
8 a.m.? Don't we got to work?
No, we're off.
No, we're off.
What's next Friday?
It's the day before the 4th. It's July 3rd. I guess we're off because it's the day before the 4th.
Oh.
So we're going to take advantage of the day off and play some
golf. Hold on. What time y'all say?
8.
A.m.?
You're going to be up at 5:30 anyway. Why are you acting like that's early?
No. I'm not saying that's early, but okay. I this is how I'll go. Damn, I can't even make that. 8 o'clock?
I mean, you can just say no. You don't have to have.
No, because I played one of my better rounds at that golf course out there in Conyers. I played pretty good out there, even though I didn't keep score. I made a lot of putts, but.
So you're telling us there's a chance, Randy.
You said next Friday.
Yes, next Friday, July 3rd.
Hold on. Let me get this straight. How long ago did y'all three make these plans?
Today, this morning.
So y'all made these plans with Jarvis without talking to me first. So y'all picked Jarvis over me?
Jarvis was the instigator. He was the one that started it. He wanted to play.
So Jarvis picked y'all two over me?
Well, we've played together before. We've all played together. Me and Jarvis and Brian have played together before. We have a history.
When? Was this since Andy and Randy?
Last summer probably.
Maybe. Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I didn't get that memo, that call.
I don't know how many rounds of golf Jarvis has played in his life. I would imagine I've played 50% of the time with him. Okay. Me and Jarvis have played golf a bunch of times before.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh.
What so is 8 o'clock. Going on here? Is this jealous? What's happening here?
I told you I ain't jealous for you, Andy. All right, I ain't jealous. No man. All right, none.
Jarvis doesn't drink Bud Light oranges.
And that's what I'm saying, dog. 8 o'clock. I can't get. So by the time we finish, it'll be 11 o'clock, right?
12, 12:15. I don't know. It depends on how fast we play.
I can't. Well, I mean, to be drunk before 12 is bad because you know I'm a beer whole guy. So can I start drinking at 8:30 in the morning?
You can do whatever you want. You're a grown man, Randy.
So what time again? 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
Damn, man.
I'll be there with you on the beers, Randy. We'll go beer a hole. I'll be there with you.
All right, man. All right.
I'll drink a seltzer a hole. How's that sound?
All right. I'll go. Pencil me in. I'm going to play golf with y'all. I'm going to play golf. All right. No problem.
Victory.
Yeah, that was unexpected.
That's why y'all didn't ask me.
Yeah, because you don't like to do anything ever.
But at least give me an opportunity to say no.
Well, we did, and you said yes. Perfect.
Yes.
We had to pressure you and coax you and coerce you and all that. But, hey, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Y'all can't find no later tee off?
I wanted to play earlier.
Why?
Early golf's fun, man.
No, the hell it ain't.
Early bird gets the worm. Early worm gets the birdie. I don't know.
Hey, we'll man, come check back and see if you move time back.
No, no. 8 a.m. is perfect. No.
Like around 1.
No, can't do it. Family coming into town, can't do it. Got to play.
We'll
get into what's trending to kick off the hour. Jason Longshore going to join us in half an hour. AMA questions, please. Please. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.